This is a rave application here for Patrick McCauley, ABC number 093167. This is a rave parole hearing for absolute discharge, regular parole, or home arrest. Mr. McCauley is serving a life sentence for murder. His sentence began on January 24th of 1991. He became parole eligible on February 23rd of 2016. According to his institutional progress report, states that the inmate refused to participate in the process. He does have one citation for possession, which he was found not guilty of, which was a major back in August of 18. Citation before that was in 2014, was disrupting county, was dismissed, and then we had one for in 2014, February, for violation of department rules, and that one also was informally resolved. Although he did not participate in this process for his institutional progress report on his most recent one, he did participate in one in 2016. According to the Ames report that we have on file, like I said, he was in there for murder first degree. He is actually 58 years old at the time. He does have some STD documentation, but it didn't say that he was STG, to my understanding of reading of the information in the actual report. He has been before this board three times. Each time he's come before this board, he has been denied, and each time that he's come before this board was for absolute discharge, regular parole, or home arrest. His citations that he's received in, since he's been in prison, I would say, was minimal for the time that he has been incarcerated. This is involving an incident back in January 21st of 1991 when the defendant walked into an apartment. He was bleeding from his neck and was holding his shirt over the wound to slow the bleeding. The resident at that address called for emergency assistance. Subsequently, he had pled, but he wound up beating his estranged wife to death as a result of situations that they were actually going through. It says that his wife's name was Paula. When he walked into the house, he was to the neighbor's house, he was calling out his wife's name, Paula. They did go to the location where his wife was and found her in a pool of blood with 2/10 of a mile, this is an area 2/10 of a mile west of Perryville Road, north of Yuma. Autopsy indicated she had abrasions to the right side of her rib cage, to the left mid back, broken ribs, and a fractured pubis. Medical personnel determined she had been caused by some sort of blunt trauma. To her, the autopsy revealed that the cause of death was manual strangulation. Additionally, subsequent to the strangulation, the victim's throat had been cut from the left ear across to the mid-neck. He was convicted and found guilty of murder. He did appeal it, and the court did affirm his conviction at that time. Based on the information that we have in the report, based on the actual crime, I do not see Mr. McCauley being suitable to or a good candidate to be released back out of home arrest, absolute discharge, or regular parole. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to deny Mr. McCauley home arrest, absolute discharge, or regular parole. That would be my motion. I am going to also ask for, let me just make sure, a 1-year set off.
A second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
I have to find the chair. Motion by myself, second is Rittenhouse. Agreed. Mr. Quinones, Mr. Hill, Dr. Wright. Motion was denied. Ask for a 1-year set off. This type of release was a 412A, 411, a home arrest. I'm going to mark it as a serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deadly offense as to the injuries that the victim went through. I'm also going to mark trauma to the victim because of the injuries that she had as a result of it. I am going to I'm going to mark poor institutional behavior, although those last two that he had was dismissed. I did have one in 2014. I'm going to mark a lack of programming. He did have some programming, but not enough. Poor no release plan, as he did participate, and no family or community support, unless the board sees some other ones to be in there. If not, then that is going to conclude the hearing at this time.